Hello to Austrian stocks in English. The new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. And now with Austrian stocks in English. Austrian stocks in English. Yes, I'm Christian, the host of this theater, and Austrian stocks in English are presented by Palfinger. Let's look at the market. Like last week, we saw a comeback for the Austrian traded index total return over 6,000 points on Friday, but again it was a small loss on weekly basis. We lost 1.07% to 6,037 points. And these were the best performers in the broader ATX Prime this week. Verbund with 5% up in front of Rosenbauer with 3.6% and AT&S with 3.52%. And the following stocks performed not so good. AMAG lost 14.8%, SBO lost 11% and Lenzing 8.6%. If you want to take a look at the round of the last eight in our 12th stock market tournament, then look at börsesocial.com/tournament. And the following stocks were able to qualify for the last eight. Österreichische Post defeated Immofinanz. Andritz defeated Evotec. Verbund defeated Wallneva. Pira Mobility defeated Mayr-Melnhof. VIG defeated FACC. Varinbex defeated Raiffeisen Bank International, Strabag defeated Telekom Austria, CAIMO defeated Palfinger. And news came this week from Andritz, CAIMO, Telekom Austria, Semperit, Wolfort, Kapsch Trafficcom, Vienna Airport, SIMO, Erste Group, Zumtobel, Voestalpine and OMV. Spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 27, Monday. Andritz, Launay Suomen Jotaholtoin Paimio, Finland, has successfully started up a new pilot line for research and development work on post-consumer textile recycling of Austrian technology group Andritz. The Exelterran machine for post-consumer textile waste can process up to 500 kg per hour for spinning quality and up to 1 t per hour for non-woven fiber quality. The entire process is designed to ensure the total absence of metallic material in the fibers and remove hard, non-textile items using cleaning devices, highly sensitive metal traps, and metal detectors. Andritz, weekly performance, 2.06%, Tuesday, CAMO. Austrian-based real estate company CAMO has signed an 11-year lease with tax consultancy WDS for around 4,900 square meter of rental space in Frankfurt's one high-rise project. The company is expected to move its Frankfurt headquarters to one in autumn 2023. The approximately 190-meter high one is currently being built in a central location at the interface of Frankfurt's banking and European districts. With the signing of this lease, the one is already around 72% let before completion. CAMO, weekly performance, 2.30%. A1 Telekom Austria, in the first half of the year, the A1 Telekom Austria Group increased its revenue by 3.2% to €2,374.9 million. According to the half-year statement, service revenues increased in all markets in which the group is active. EBITDA improved by 7.6% to €888.5 million, the operating result by 17.8% to €413.2 million, and the half-year result by 27.3% to €297.7 million. CEO Thomas Arnoldner stated, "Our positive growth trends continued in the second quarter. High bandwidth products, the solutions and connectivity businesses and higher roaming revenues contributed to the growth." Telekom Austria, weekly performance, 0.33%. Wednesday, A1 Telekom Austria. A1 Telekom Austria Group celebrates the startup Ubiq. Based at the A1 startup campus in Vienna, Ubiq is already represented with its solutions on three continents and 15 cities, including Berlin, Budapest, Washington, Hamburg, Portland and Munich. Now Ubik has also found a partner in its home city of Vienna in the form of Eloop, which will take shared mobility to a new level. The aim is to reduce the number of private cars in the city, contributing to Vienna's green and sustainable innovations. Eloop's all-electric and zero-emission vehicles can be rented for a few minutes or up to several days. Telekom Austria, weekly performance, 0.33%. Semperit, alongside ongoing M&A activities, Austrian-based publicly listed Semperit Group has set out its plan to boost organic growth at its Hose factory in Odry in the Czech Republic. A total of 110 million euro will be invested into extending one of the world's largest production facilities for industrial and hydraulic hoses over the next few years, with a focus on sustainability and automation. Operations are set to start up in the new production hall in 2025, where an extra 32 million meters of hydraulic hose will be added to the current production capacity. Semperit, weekly performance, 1.30%. Wolford, the member of the management board of Austrian-based bodywear company Wolford, Andrew Thorndike, and the supervisory board today mutually agreed to terminate Andrew Thorndike's board mandate effective July 31, 2022. The supervisory board has initiated the process of appointing a new member of the management board. Until this appointment, management board member Sylvia Azzali will manage the business as sole director. Wolford, weekly performance, 8.04%. Thursday, CAPS Trafikcom, the Swedish Transport Administration Trafikverket has assigned CAPS Trafikcom to build a new multi-lane free-flow system in Gothenburg, Sweden. The system scheme covers a complex city area passed through by approximately 150 million vehicles each year. In terms of tolling stations and charging points, the Swedish project ranks among the biggest urban congestion charging projects in the world. The new multi-lane free-flow system allows vehicles to be identified automatically at the free-flow tolling stations, under any traffic and climatic conditions. The information captured is transmitted to the back office of the Swedish Transport Agency, Transportstyrelsen, for processing and invoicing taxation decisions to the vehicle owners. The scheme generates approximately 90 million euros in tax revenue per year. CAPS Trafikcom, weekly performance, 0.95%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received a 5-year smart service contract from BMC Mortgage in the Netherlands to supply a Metris BOA platform including KPI dashboards and boiler operator advisor apps as well as automatically generated performance reports. The smart power boiler service uses the Metris BOA web platform, which was developed by Andritz, to build KPI dashboards and operator advisor apps based on live as well as historical data to optimize and analyze power plant processes and monitor the equipment installed. Andritz, weekly performance, 2.06%. Vienna Airport, the upward trend in the Vienna Airport Group continued in June 2022. The total of 3,067,003 passengers handled by the group, consisting of Vienna Airport, as well as the airports Malta and Košice, was about 3 times higher than in the prior year month of June 2021. Total group passenger volume in June 2022 was 81.4% of the pre-crisis level, all in all about 20% lower than before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, 0.00%. SMO, Austrian-based real estate company SMO has progressively professionalized sustainability management and established it structurally at all corporate levels. The implementation of these measures are now also reflected in third-party assessments. SMO was able to improve its Sustainalytics ESG risk rating from 21 to 15 and is now classified as low risk. The three-part ISS ESG quality score also shows significant improvements compared to the previous year, with a jump from an average of 5.67 to 2.67 in the last rating update on July 7, 2022. In addition, SMO was able to boost its MSCI ESG rating from BBB to A already at the end of last year. Now the focus is primarily on realizing potential savings in energy, water and greenhouse gases, as well as on addressing the needs of employees and tenants alike. SMO, weekly performance, 0.44%. Erste Group. Erste Group Bank has been selected as the best bank in Central and Eastern Europe by Euromoney, one of the world's leading financial publications, as part of its 2022 Awards for Excellence. Erste Group's subsidiaries in Austria, Slovakia and Romania also garnered Euro Best Bank Awards for their local markets. Erste Group, Weekly performance, -2.53%. Zumdubel, Austrian-based lighting group Zumdubel provided a holistic lighting solution for the National Museum in Oslo, which was opened in June and will add an urban accent as well as cultural attraction to the Norwegian capital. The Zumdubel Group's brands Zumdubel, Thorn and Tridonic supported the outstanding lighting design by Ramboll with luminaires for indoors as well as outdoors. Individual lighting solutions characterize the exhibition rooms and provide a unique interplay of light. Zumdubel, weekly performance, -0.75%. Voestalpine, the preliminary results of Steel Group Voestalpine for the first quarter of business year 2022-23, with a revenue of 4,647 million euro, are an EBITDA of 877 million euro and an EBIT of 691 million euro and thus, significantly higher than market expectations, as the company says. Based on this and the current expectations for the remaining business year 2022-23, the management board of Voestalpine AG expects an EBITDA in the amount of approximately 2 billion euro for the entire business year 2022-23. Voestalpine, weekly performance, -7.70%. OMV, Austrian oil, gas and chemical company OMV has secured 40 TWh of additional European transport capacities to Austria for the coming gas year, October 1, 2022 to September 30, 2023. This corresponds to almost half of Austria's annual demand and covers OMV's delivery obligations in Austria. The transfer points for the natural gas are the nodes of Erkapell in Upper Austria, pipeline from Germany and Arnoldstein in Carinthia, pipeline from Italy. This is a decisive milestone in diversifying natural gas supply, because it will enable us to bring the gas to Austria, which we produce ourselves in Norway, as well as LNG volumes we have purchased when needed and ensure reliable supply for our customers, said CEO Alfred Stern. OMV, weekly performance, -2.69%. Friday, Zumdubel, Austrian-based lighting group Zumdubel provided a holistic lighting solution for the National Museum in Oslo, which was opened in June and will add an urban accent as well as cultural attraction to the Norwegian capital. The Zumdubel Group's brands Zumdubel, Thorn and Tridonic supported the outstanding lighting design by Ramboll with luminaires for indoors as well as outdoors. Individual lighting solutions characterize the exhibition rooms and provide a unique interplay of light. Zumdubel, weekly performance, -0.75%. SMO, CPI Property Group published the offer document in relation to the mandatory takeover offer for holders of shares of SMO. The initial acceptance period runs from July 15, 2022, until August 12, 2022, 5 p.m. Vienna time. The offer price is 23.50 euro per share, cum dividend for the financial year 2021. Each SMO shareholder who will accept the offer will therefore receive a payment in the amount of 22.85 euro for each tendered share. SMO, weekly performance, 0.44%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.